good thing you'd be here so soon. I wasn't ready for you. I want to teach you the second most important word in English. No, slish. English. All right? If you check the website, there's a lesson on, number one, have. There should be a two-parter. There's one done right now. There should be up another by now. I don't know when you're watching this one. Okay, so get. Get in English has, in the dictionary, approximately anywhere from 37 to 50 different meanings or usages. To be honest, there's one single meta or overriding or big meaning, but then, you know, one big meaning, and it covers everything. So what I'm going to show you today is how we use get in different circumstances with different meanings, but really they come from the same root. Okay? Shall we begin? Let's get started. All right, so first of all, get basically means receive. Did you get something? You receive it. Okay? Not bad. Number two, to go and bring something back. Yeah? So I say to you, did you get some milk? You go get the milk, come back with it, right? Did I get an email? Did I receive an email? How about this one? Answer, can you get the door? Can you get the door? All right. And then finally, cause or become something. Drunk. Getting drunk. Okay? Now, if you notice when I use get, each one of them had an object. So I'm specifically teaching the word get today with objects. How get has an object at the other end. Okay? Because the subject receives something. Okay? And this is how we're saying an object of some sort. Okay? Now you'll notice here, I've said okay like five times. I feel like I'm drunk. Okay? We've got these four definitions. We have four questions, so we'll match them up in a second or two. But first I want to show you, because I quickly went over, how get here is showing receive. Well, receive and receive is easy. Did you get any mail? Did I receive any? Nothing. No brainer, as we say. Not anything to think about. Now go and bring back for use. And here's the important part here. Use. Okay? Because going and bringing back has nothing with receiving. It has nothing to do with receive. You go, what do you receive? You come back. But to use it, the person, when you bring it back, that receives it, will use it. So we have the receive part there, saying the person who will use it will receive it. All right, what about number three? Can you get the phone? Can you get the door? Well, can you get the phone? Bring, 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 bring. Bring, bring. Can you get the phone, please? Answer. Why? Because you will receive the call. If you don't get the phone, you will bring, 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 bring. Annoying? Yes, it is. So get the damn phone, please. I can hear it right now. Get it. Come back. The video. Stop. Go. Joke. All right? But you receive the call. That's why receive and answer the phone means receive. At the door, can you receive them? Let them in our house. Now, cause or become. Getting drunk, for instance, or getting a haircut. When you get drunk, you get intoxicated. Drunk. Okay. You receive the benefits of the alcohol. When you get a haircut, you receive an actual change to your hair. Receive. So we've just shown how receive, right, is part of get. And we've used it with objects. Later on, I'll show you different ways of using get. Because as I said, there are 50. This is the first of two parts. God, I hope not three. If you're not religious or you are religious, I didn't mean that in a bad way. Listen, I hope you got the message. See? Positive. Yeah, get God. about get, okay? But before we go, short quiz. And there's going to be a longer quiz at Ingvid, so you better go there to make sure you nailed it, right? That you really get, see, get again. That'll be the next lesson. You really get what I'm saying, all right? So, first of all, can you get the door? Can you get the door would be one, two, three, or four? Answer. Receive the person, remember? Receive them, let them in our house. Next one, can you get my shoes, please? My shoes, possessive, I'm going to use. My shoes, use. So that would be number two. My hair is getting long, I need a haircut. Who's going to get the haircut? Me, I will receive the haircut. That would be cause or become. Four. And number one, there's only one space left. So it should get the answer, get, receive, one. If that was easy, great. Go to the website, see a harder one. If it wasn't, go to the website and do this all over again, all right? So where are you going to get your information from? Well, if you want to receive it, get, you should go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com, where there are other lessons. As I said, the first most important word in English, this is the second, the third is a mystery that cannot be solved, that cannot be found, that we will present to you. All right? Have a great day. See you soon. Ingvid.